had to have a box of parts by 7 o'clock in the morning, or they couldn't go on with their work that day. The box came in at 3 a.m. And when this young man had finished his night duty, he put that box in his own car, drove to the nearby city, put the box on the landing counter of this factory, and went back home to go to bed. He didn't say, somebody ought to take that box over to them. He didn't say, who, me? He said, who? Me. Or they told of a girl in one of their reservations offices who was selling tickets one day when a young father came in, very much disturbed, and had a baby in his arms. And he said, I'm in a terrible spot. My wife is ill. I've taken off from work today to take care of the baby, but I can't stay off from work all the time she's in the hospital. I've arranged with the grandparents. They'll look after the baby if we can just get the baby to the city where they live. I said, I just hope that you know somebody that was going on one of your planes to that city. The grandparents will meet them there and take the baby. They'll just take the baby there. The girl thought a minute and said, well, yes, I think we can arrange that. Be here at 5 o'clock with the baby. So he was there at 5 with the baby and the baby's things, and this girl herself took the child, boarded one of the United's planes, went to the distant city, gave the baby to the grandparents, turned around, took another plane back, and was at her post of duty again the next morning. She didn't say, it'd be nice if we could find somebody. She didn't say, somebody ought to do that. She didn't say, who, me? She said, who? Me. Now, if you start thinking about it, you'll find that all through the Bible. I'm not sure you'll find that exact phrase, but that's what it means. It was in the story of Isaiah. Isaiah was in the temple on the day of national crisis. Everybody was wondering what was going to happen to the country. There was a desperate need for dedicated leadership. And in the temple that day, Isaiah felt very inadequate. And he felt the call of the Lord, and he said, Lord, who, me? I'm unworthy. I'm a man of unclean lips. I dwell in the midst of a people of unclean lips. Me, Lord? And the angel came with the coal from the altar and cleansed his lips. And the Lord called, whom shall I send and who will go for us? And Isaiah said, who? Me. And Israel had a great leader. Or you find it in the story of Moses. Moses one day, a refugee from Egypt, out in the wilderness, came to a bush that was burning and burning and wasn't consumed. And he turned aside to see what was going on, and of a sudden he realized he was on holy ground. The Lord said, Moses, I want you to go back to Egypt and set my people free. And Moses said, who, me, Lord? If I go back there, they'll kill me. You don't mean me. It's Moses here. But Lord, I know, but you don't speak well, but I'll send Aaron to speak for you. And Moses began to say, who? Me. And God's people went free. Or you find it in the New Testament, too. Remember the day Jesus was coming into the city, and crowds of people waiting for this great miracle worker and teacher to come. There was a little fellow by the name of Zacchaeus who was a tax collector. Nobody liked him as a cheat and a thief. And he finally couldn't find any place where anybody let him stand. He went up a tree so he could see what was going on. Jesus stopped and looked up and said, Zacchaeus, Come on down, I'm going on to lunch with you. Who, me, Lord? Yes, Sickie, it's you. And as they sat at lunch, Zacchaeus saw mirrored in the eyes of Jesus the man he should have been. And he said, Lord, I'm going to pay back what I've stolen. Do justly with those I've cheated. And the scripture says, today is salvation come to this house. Because Zacchaeus stopped saying, who, me? He said, who? Me. Or you remember in Acts the story of how Paul, called Saul, then went to Damascus. And on the way, there was a blinding light, and he was taken to the home of a man named Judas in the street called Straight in Damascus. And the Lord spoke to a man by the name of Ananias, a leader in the Christian community in Damascus, and said, Ananias, Saul, the persecutor, is at the home of Judas on the street called Straight. I want you to go down there and preach the gospel to him. Who, me, Lord? Well, Lord, you know, he's come to put us in prison. It might cost my life to go down there and talk to that man. Me, Lord? Yes, you. So Ananias went. And Saul heard the gospel, and his eyes were opened, literally and spiritually, and Saul, the persecutor, became Paul, the great apostle. And you know who forever after in Damascus was saying, you know who it was that first told the story of Jesus to Saul? Who? Me. Makes a tremendous difference when we begin saying to the Lord, not who, me, but who? Me. For God can work miracles with people who say yes to him. Now you and I are here to fit ourselves the better to serve the Lord Christ in our day and time. We believe in an educated ministry. One of the best definitions of the kind of person you and I ought to be comes from Woodrow Wilson, then the president of Princeton, later president of his country. But this is what he said. The educated man is to be discovered by his point of view, by the temper of his mind, by his attitude toward life, and his fair way of thinking. He can see. He can discriminate. He can combine ideas and perceive whither they lead. He has insight and comprehension. His mind is a practiced instrument of appreciation. He is more apt to contribute light than heat to a discussion. And more oftener than not, show the power of uniting the elements of a difficult subject into a whole view. He has the knowledge of the world that no one can have who knows only his own generation or only his own task. That's you. You say, who, me? Yes, you. For it's wonderful what God can do when we begin saying to him, who, me, instead of who, me? Small or insignificant or unknown though we may be, it's amazing what God can do with a dedicated life. We tell our children sometimes the story of the man who went out in the woods and walking under a great oak tree, he stepped on an acorn. And the acorn spoke to him. And he stopped and looked, and the acorn said, "You stepped on me." The man said, "What was that?" He reached down, picked up the acorn, put to his ear, and the acorn said, "You stepped right on me." "Oh, I'm sorry." "Oh, well, that's all right. Just don't do it again." "Well, I won't. I'll put you back down on the ground." "Yes, please do. Because someday, I'm going to be as big as this tree you're standing on." "You? A little acorn like you going to be as big as this tree?" "Yes. Me." "Well, who's going to do all this?" "God and I." When we begin to say, "Who, me," to the Lord, miracles happen. Let me tell you about just one. A few years ago, the president of Washington Lee University in Virginia got a letter from a lawyer saying, "I'm happy to tell you that Washington Lee University is to receive a bequest of several hundred thousand dollars from Mr. So-and-so, who recently died. He had no children, no relatives, and he left his entire estate to Washington Lee." The president looked at the man's name and thought, "Well, who in the world is this fellow?" He went to the treasurer and said, "Look at this. Who is this man?" The treasurer didn't know. Went to the dean, and the dean didn't know. Finally, they wrote back to the lawyer and said, "This is wonderfully good news, but who is this man? How does this happen?" The lawyer wrote back and said, "Let me tell you this story. Some years ago, this man, an older man, was driving down through the valley of Virginia. He came to the town of Lexington, and he'd heard of Washington Lee University. And he decided to stop and look at it. He walked up on the campus, wondering where to go and what to see. And a lad, one of the students, came across the campus and said, 'Sir, you're a stranger here?' 'Why, yes, I am.' 'Well, would you like to see something in Washington Lee?' 'Well, yes, I would.' The boy said, 'Well, I'd be glad to show you.' He put his books down on the campus. The man said, 'You can't leave your books there.' 'Oh, yes,' said, 'They'd be perfectly all right. We have an honor system here.' And he took him around, showed him the campus, took him in some of the buildings, took him down to the beautiful Lee Chapel. Finally, they came back, and sure enough, the boy's books were still there. And he said, 'I'm glad I could show you around. I hope you'll come see Washington Lee again.' The old man thanked him, walked on down to his car, and said to himself, 'When I die, I'm going to leave every cent I have to a school that will raise young men like that.' And he did. And to this day, they don't know who the student was. But he was a young man who didn't say to himself, 'Somebody ought to show that poor old fellow around.' He didn't say, 'Who, me?' He said, 'Who? Me.' Now, I'm sure President Dink would be glad to have somebody do that around here someday, but... whether something like that happens or not, the point is, somebody needs you. The Lord has a place for you. When you stop saying, 'Who, me?' and begin saying, 'Who, me?' Who's going to do that work in the rest home? Or for the retarded children? Who's going to take that tough committee job? Who's going to go to that little church that desperately needs a pastor and nobody very much wants to go? Who's going to go to the mission field where there's a desperate need for able and dedicated men and women? Who? Me? Who? Me. When you stop and think about it, the great souls of history have been people who said, who? Me. One of the greatest disciples of the music of Bach, one of the world's great organists and philosophers, was sitting one day in his study. There came a journal from the Paris Missionary Society saying there was a desperate need for a doctor on the Lambourine in Africa. And Albert Schweitzer didn't say, who, me? He said, who? Me. And went to medical school and to the Lambourine and won an immortal place in mission work. Or I imagine it was a great surprise to a dear old man one day when a canopy in the Sistine Chapel was lowered over his head to show that he'd been elected Pope. And I'm sure he said to himself at first, who, me? But then Pope John said, who, me? And he breathed a whole new atmosphere into the life and work of Christendom in this century. Across the world, there's poverty and discrimination and misery. There's evil and unselfishness and lust and immorality. The forces of evil seeming so often to gain supremacy. The Lord's waiting for men and women who will say, not who, me, but who, me. Remember how Pierre von Possen describes it in one of his books? He tells how in the days of the Inquisition, a young Dutchman was burned at the stake as a heretic. Burned for his faith. It's ungodly, some of the things we do sometimes in the name of religion. And his wife and his son watched as they burned him. And with his last breath, he called out the name of his wife and the name of his boy, and he died. A martyr. That night, the mother and the son came back. And the guard let them come near. And the mother scraped up some of the ashes and put them in two little bags of red and black cloth that she had made. She tied them together with a cord and put the cord around the lad's neck and tucked the little sacks of ashes inside his blouse. And she said, son, you bear on your breast the ashes of your father who died for his faith. And whenever you face intolerance or bigotry or hatred or evil in this world, those ashes will burn on your breast and you will cry out against them. And the lad looked in his mother's face and said, "Mother, it shall be so." And the day the Lord says, "Whom shall I send? And who will go for us?" is your answer, "Who, me? Or who? Me." Shall we pray? Lord, do thou speak to me, that I may speak in living accents of thy tone. As thou hast sought, so let me seek thy erring children, lost and lone. O teach me, Lord, that I may teach the blessed truths thou dost impart, and wing my words that they may reach the hidden depths of many a heart. O, fill me with thy fullness, Lord, until my very heart o'erflow in kindling word and glowing deed, thy love to tell, thy praise to show. O, use me, Lord. Use even me, just as thou wilt, and when, and where, until thy blessed face I see, thy rest, thy joy, thy glory share. Through Jesus Christ, our living Lord. Amen.